dela med dig.
Hej! Är du en av dem som tycker om att dela saker med andra? Då kommer dina öron att gilla det här. Hos Telenor kan man dela mobilabonnemang. Ju fler ni är, desto billigare blir det. Skaffa Telenor familj med upp till 7 extra användare. Välkommen till någon av Telenors butiker eller telenor.se.
We've been talking about being an early bird, about breakfast already,
yes,
and instruments. But if you would tell something, if you would tell me about you, what would you tell me?
I'd say that I just turned 19. I'd say
congrats.
That, thank you, thank you. It's not really a big birthday because the drinking age is 18, but still, it's all good. I love sports. I love basketball and rugby, and I love music, obviously. That's why I'm here.
Cool.
Yeah.
And you have a really, really nice history behind your musical career. Could you please tell us a little bit about it? You already told me and I read about it, but
sure,
for those who don't know, your
yes,
father sort of introduced you to the whole thing, right?
Right, right. My dad plays guitar in a wedding covers band just on the weekends with his friends. And when I was 10 years old, he bought a drum kit because he saw on the TV that it was good for stress. So I took to the drums. I really started enjoying playing them. And then the band had a gig, and the drummer couldn't make the show. So it was either let the 10-year-old play or it was cancel the show. So they let me step in, and that was really when I started performing.
You're like a Britney Spears.
Britney Spears? Did she start playing drums?
No, but she started at a really early age.
Oh,
so I'm
yes,
thinking like you're doing like a little
yeah,
bit similar career.
Kinda. I was playing like more like rock stuff in a wedding band. But yeah, I mean, I've never been compared to Britney Spears before.
Did you feel like a rock star being 10 years old?
Oh yeah, no. I was staying up way past my bedtime, mm-hmm, and I wasn't having alcohol, but I was having Red Bull or something, and it was awesome.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I had a good time.
Like coffee and to keep awake.
Yeah, that kind of thing. Yeah, not because like I loved Red Bull, but because it felt like a rock star thing to do.
It feels like you put a lot of emotion into your songs and your writing. Is there any song of yours that feels a little bit too personal?
That's a good question. No, I think when you start songwriting, the whole idea of it is you're letting people into your life. You kind of, what's strange is when you go to write a song with someone else, you're kind of trained to, even though you've never met this person before, within the first 10 minutes, you kind of have to tell them everything about you,
yeah,
which you wouldn't usually do with a normal person or a normal conversation. So no, I'm never afraid really to tell people about parts of my life anymore.
That's cool.
Yeah.
I actually went on a date this weekend.
Oh.
And I thought about just that, I really want to be intimate, and I mean, not physically.
No, it's all good.
But like mentally, I want to be close to the person like immediately.
Right.
I don't want to wait and like talk about bullshit. I just want to tell you, you know, when I was a kid, I got really traumatized. How about you?
Right.
But you can't really.
Sure.
But
yeah, you have to warm up.
Yeah, but then in the songs, it's sort of okay because it's more like a story. It's not like a conversation, like you said. You can build up a feeling.
Yeah, I think if you've written a song well, then it's not the first date, it's like the fifth date or the sixth date, something like that.
Or you're like sort of steadily dating.
Yeah,
like
yeah.
Exclusively.
Exclusive. It's exclusive. It's definitely exclusive.
What makes you feel really happy?
Just generally, just a random thing. You know what makes me really kind of happy but frightened is bingo.
Oh.
You know the game bingo?
Yeah.
Like when I'm doing well at bingo and I think I'm gonna have to say bingo, that gets my heart racing. Like scares me. Like more than being on a stage and things like that. So bingo's a weird one, but there you go.
I'll ask people to go into our Instagram, Energy Sweden, and ask to go on a date with you because you seem like the perfect, what do you say, like a svärmorsdröm, like the dream of the...
Oh, that's very nice.
What is it called?
The dream of the what?
You know, like the your girlfriend's mother would be
your son-in-law. Son-in-law,
yeah,
is.
You're like a dream
son-in-law.
Oh, exactly.
That's very kind of you.
I'm imagining like sitting and playing bingo every Friday, eating like some Friday.
No, nice. Just so you know, like I don't play bingo regularly.
That was
just a random thing. It's not like I sit in my hotel room playing bingo with myself, but yeah. That would be fun.
How much has social media affected your career?
I mean, it really started everything for me. Yeah. I started a YouTube channel when I was 12 doing covers, and then I started putting my own songs up there, and that's how over time my manager found me. He lives in California, and then Shawn Mendes found me, and he brought me to his record label, who I played for, and then ended up signing a record deal with them. So the social media has kind of been everything for me.
There are so many young kids wanting to have the same dream and live like you do now. You're like being discovered by great artists and your career is really blossoming. But how could you, what advice would you give to a young kid on YouTube? There are so many YouTubers.
Yeah, there
Everyone's
are.
Everyone's famous today. I'm like getting stressed out.
There are definitely lots of YouTubers. And but what's good about it, first of all, is that I don't think it's never going to die. You know, there's people every year who are being discovered on YouTube and other platforms. But what an advice that I'd say is just, it takes time, but you really have to find what makes you different, what makes you unique. And for me in the beginning, I was kind of just doing what other people were doing and playing the cover of the song exactly the same as the original, because that's what I thought you had to do on a cover. But over time, I figured out what the people who were watching my videos like best. And for me, that was, I play guitar and kind of solos and tricky music stuff. So I'd throw that in, but also I wouldn't do a cover the same way they've heard it before. I would completely change it. So I think that whoever's on YouTube just has to find what makes them different at the best.
Yeah, me and my colleague discussed this the other day. Mm-hmm. And for me, it's like, whatever this person does, do totally different.
Right.
And that will be the trick.
Yeah.
Like if you want to start another pop radio station, do it totally different than the already existing pop radio stations.
Of course.
That's a really good advice for everything in life.
Yeah, yeah.
If you want to be a great restaurant, okay, don't make the nice fancy food. What else could you do to bring it?
I had an idea for a restaurant, actually. Yeah. So I'm quite like a plain, boring eater. So I like, you know, spaghetti, I like pizza, I like hamburgers. And you know when you go to a restaurant and they have a kid's meal, but the kid's meal usually, I love everything on
Me
the kid's
too.
Meal because it's so simple.
Yeah.
But there needs to be a restaurant that makes adult portions of kids' menus, right?
Mm-hmm.
There you go.
That's a really smart idea.
So all the plain eaters like me can go and just enjoy plain, you know, normal food.
Could the adults also get like a toy or something?
I mean, if you like, you could throw that in.
That's why I ordered the kids meal, so I can get the toy.
Okay, yeah, you can do that too. Yeah.
You said that Shawn Mendes found you and everything. I saw just recently a mashup that you did together.
Yes.
It was amazing.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Do you have a favorite song of Shawn Mendes and which one?
I think Mercy is probably my favorite one. I remember on the tour when he first played that one live and he just had such emotion in the way he sung it and I love the sound of it. So that's probably my favorite song.
And about that mashup, was that a big thing for you to be on stage with him?
It was cool, you know. We were in Toronto, which is his, you know, home city, and it was the last show of the world tour.
Oh my god, people must have gone nuts.
It was a real atmosphere. But we'd only really practiced it the day of the show. We hadn't really had that much time to run it through, so we kind of did run it through two or three times and then we're like, we'll just have a go. And it went really well. It was a really lovely memory of the tour.
You could see you guys laughing a little bit in between. Yeah. Was that because, oh, this didn't go out as we expected? But
I think we were both just trying to take in the moment. I was just filled with joy, to be honest. In the moment, being in front of that many people, and Shawn and me at that point became, you know, nice friends. And it was just like I said, a wonderful memory.
Do you know any Swedish artists?
I probably do, but I just don't clock that they're Swedish, you know?
Okay, so if I'm telling you about Tove Lo?
Yeah, oh yeah, I've met Tove. She's lovely. She's wonderful.
Tove? Yeah, you say Tove?
Tove Lo. That's how we say it.
Okay. Yeah, that's really cute.
Yeah, Tove Lo. So she's on the same record label as me, so I've met her a couple times, and she's wonderful, really kind and funny and all those things.
Yeah, I love her new album.
Yeah.
Shout out.
Yeah,
and
she's
Zara Larsson.
Yeah, Zara, of course, she's blowing up right now.
Is there any other artist that would you like to collab with?
That's a good question. There's someone called Ruth B.
Yeah, who, she was here a couple
of
weeks
ago. That's very cool. So Ruth, I love her songs, and I think that would be nice because we both kind of write intimate songs and story songs. So she and then Tori Kelly is someone that I'm a big fan of. Her voice is incredible.
I love her hair.
Yeah, her hair
Am
too.
Am I allowed to say that? Her voice is good too, but I love her hair.
No, she's great and a real musician. So yeah, there's two people I'd like to collab with.
That's so cool. I remember at the MTV Music Awards in Milano last year, she was performing with this, oh my God, what's his name? Italian opera singer.
Yes, I think, I remember.
Luciano, no, not him.
I couldn't remember the name, but.
No, but it was so funny because Justin Bieber was there too, and people were screaming, you know, shouting.
Yeah, yeah.
But then, when Tori Kelly and this Italian guy came in, and they're like,
That was a nice impression.
All the young kids shut up.
Right.
And they were like singing along. Right. And that was the most amazing moment ever.
I'm sure. Wow. I'm sure that was really.
Tori Kelly did a great job. So what's coming up for you?
So for me, you know, this year has been the craziest year of my entire life. It's been so wonderful and get to, you know, have a ton of experiences. But now the EP's been out for, you know, since kind of early this year. I'm working on more music and hopefully an album that will come out next year. So I'm just kind of recording, you know, recording the songs in London and in America, really the two spots, and just trying to find the right songs to work together for an album.
But you told me that you started off as like instrument musician, sort
yes,
of.
Yes, yeah.
When did you find out that you were able to sing?
Well, I never really could in the beginning. I just thought I could. So I was 12 and I started singing, playing guitar, and I still have videos on my dad's old computer, and like I was really bad. Like my voice wasn't great at all. So, but the difference was, my dad really just encouraged me. Like even though I'm sure when he heard it, he was kind of going, ooh, yeah. He was still saying, you know, oh, good for you, James. Like keep going and keep writing songs. And over time, I'd say around kind of like 15, 16 was when my voice started to find its place.
Yeah, but then you guys develop your voice a little bit later, too.
Yeah, I mean, my voice kind of broke when I was like 12 or 13. I was young, and the first YouTube video I ever did, my voice was breaking, and I didn't even know. So I sounded like this wolfy, husky, like man, even though I was a kid.
Because now, just listening to your voice in my headphones, you have the most perfect radio voice.
Ah, that's
it's like you're a morning. I would like to wake up with you in the morning show, just like, hi, this is James TW. How are you? Welcome to James TW radio show.
Nice.
AKA Sandy featuring.
Love it.
Whatever you would say.
Well, that's very kind of you. Well, I'm thinking about my voice a lot now, but yeah. Thank you for saying that.
Thank you a lot.
Pleasure. Thank you for having me. Hit music only. Energy. Hit music
only. Välkommen till Telenor röstbrevlåda.
Hej min fina, fina mamma. Kan inte du snälla swisha mig för fika? Älskar dig, puss puss.
För att repetera det.
Hej min fina, fina mamma.
Spara samtalet när du förlorat den som ringde på telenor.se/missedcalls.